Chapter 2, Empire of Babylon, from Evil Merodach to Belshazzar. Evil Merodach was the son and successor of Nebuchadnezzar, and reigned 2 years, 561 to 560. The history of the empire, both while Nebuchadnezzar reigned and afterward, is vividly sketched in the symbol of Daniel 7, verse 4. First, a lion which had eagle's wings. Then the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. With Nebuchadnezzar departed the strength, boldness, and swiftness of the lion with eagle's wings, and with his successors the lion's heart and attitude were changed to that of a man. The first thing of importance that Evil Merodach did was to release Jehoiakim, king of Judah, out of the prison where he had been kept all the 37 years from the time of his captivity in 599. Evil Merodach spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments. And he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. A tradition has been recorded in explanation of this kindness of Evil Merodach to the captive king Jehoiakim, to the effect that during the time in which Nebuchadnezzar was absent from his throne and kingdom on account of his malady, Evil Merodach was in charge of the affairs of the empire, and that he conducted himself so badly that when Nebuchadnezzar had recovered and again took his throne, he imprisoned Evil Merodach in the same prison where King Jehoiakim was confined. Then, when Nebuchadnezzar died, and Evil Merodach succeeded to the actual possession of the throne and kingdom, he remembered his own fellowship with Jehoiakim in prison, and now raised Jehoiakim to fellowship with himself in the throne. This is not only the first, but indeed the only important act recorded of the reign of Evil Merodach, for he proved to be so very profligate and so altogether vicious, that his own relations conspired against him and put him to death at the end of his second year's reign, his sister's husband being one of the chief conspirators. Nergal-Glisser was the name of his brother-in-law to Evil Merodach. The name is the same as the Nergal-Sharezer, the Rabmag of Jeremiah 39, verse 3. But whether he was the same person is not certainly known, though it is possible that he was. In the first year of his reign, Media revolted and was joined by Persia. 3 years were employed by Nergal-Glisser in forming new alliances and renewing old ones, and making preparations for the inevitable war. In the fourth year the war came, and in the fierce first battle Nergal-Glisser was slain. The following contract concerning the marriage of this king's daughter is of interest. Nabu-Summakin, priest of Nebo, director of Ezida, son of Sirik-Tum-Marduk, descendant of Izdi-Elani-Danan, said to Nergal-Glisser, king of Babylon, "Give Gigatum, thy virgin daughter, to wifehood, and let her be a wife." Nergal-Glisser said to Nabu-Summakin, priest of Nebo, director of Ezida, then in brackets it says 28 lines illegible, after which is the following list of witnesses, son of Nabu-Summakin, Rai, son of Nabu-Sara-Utzer, the judge, Nabu-Summakin, the scribe, son of Asser, Babylon, month Nisan, day first, year first. Nergal-Glisser, king of Babylon, copy of Ezida. Labrasoarkad, the son of Nergalesser, succeeded his father in the throne of Babylon. He let himself loose in the utmost excess, without any manner of restraint whatsoever, as if the regal office which he was now advanced to were for nothing else but to give him privilege of doing without control all the vile and flagitious things that he pleased. Therefore, even his own people conspired against him and slew him after he had reigned only 9 months. These 9 months all fell in the year 556 B.C., the first 3 months of which were the beginning of the fourth year of Nergalesser, so that the death of Labrasoarkad occurred about the end of the year. Nabonidus, or Nabonidus, was raised to the sovereignty over Babylon at the beginning of 555 B.C. by the conspirators who accomplished the death of Labrasoarkad. He was a man of rank, for in one of his own inscriptions he relates that his father had held the important office of Rab Mag. Even in his first year he was invited by the king of Lydia to an alliance with that power, which was then on the eve of a war with the rapidly rising power of Media and Persia. He accepted the invitation, but the king of Lydia rashly began the war without waiting for the forces of Babylon, and was defeated. His kingdom was overrun, and he himself was captured by the forces of Media and Persia before Nabonidus really had any opportunity of fulfilling his part in the alliance. Yet that which he had done in consenting to the alliance was, of course, held as a cause of war against him, though the war, in fact, did not occur till 14 years later. An inscription left by Nabonidus, touching the time from his 7th to his 11th year, runs as follows. The 7th year the king was in Teva. The king's son, the nobles, and his soldiers were in the country of Akkad. The king, in the month of Nisan, did not go to Babylon. Nebo did not go to Babylon. Bel came not forth. The New Year's festival took place. Sacrifices in Esagil and Ezida to the gods of Babylon and Borsippa as peace offerings they offered. The priest inspected the painted work of the temple. The 8th year, the 9th year, Nabonidus the king was in Teva. The king's son, the nobles, and the soldiers were in the country of Akkad. The king in the month Nisan to Babylon did not go. Nebo did not go to Babylon. Bel came not forth. The New Year's festival took place. Sacrifices in Esagil and Ezida to the gods of Babylon and Borsippa as peace offerings they offered. The 5th day of the month Nisan, the mother of the king, who was in the fortress of the camp on the Euphrates above Sippara, died. The king's son and his soldiers mourned for 3 days. There was lamentation. In the month Sivan, in the country of Akkad, there was lamentation over the mother of the king. The 10th year the king was in Teva. The king's son, the nobles, and his soldiers were in the country of Akkad. The king in the month Nisan did not go to Babylon. Nebo did not go to Babylon. Bel came not forth. The New Year's festival took place. Sacrifices in Esagil and Ezida to the gods of Babylon and Borsippa as peace offerings they offered. On the 21st day of the month Sivan, of the country of Elam, in the country of Akkad, a governor in the city of Erech. The 11th year the king was in Teva. The king's son, the nobles, and his soldiers were in the country of Akkad. In the month Nisan, the king did not go to Babylon. The following inscription of Nabonidus is of interest because of its mention of some of the most ancient kings, and also of Belshazzar, his eldest son, who is named in the scriptures. Nabu-Imduk, king of Babylon, restorer of Bit-Sagathu and Bit-Zida, worshipper of the great gods, I am he. The building of King Ramsidi, called the Tower of the Temple of the Great Tree, which is in the city of Ur, which Uruk, a king who lived long ago, had begun, but had not completed. But Ilgai his son had completed the superstructure. In the inscriptions of Uruk and Ilgai his son, I read that this tower Uruk had begun to build, but had not completed it, and Ilgai its superstructure completed. In my days that tower had disappeared entirely. Upon the old timon, which Uruk and Ilgai his son had made of that tower, like unto the ancient one in bitumen and brick, a restoration I made. Myself, Nabonid, king of Babylon, in the fear of thy great divinity, preserve me. My life unto distant days abundantly prolong. And of Belsaroser, my eldest son, the offspring of my body, the awe of thy great divinity, fix thou firmly in his heart, that he may never fall into sin, and that his glory may endure. The three following documents are also important because of what they tell of Belshazzar. The first one is a contract concerning the renting of a house for 3 years to Belshazzar's secretary. The second is a contract concerning the sale of wool belonging to Belshazzar himself. And the third is a contract concerning the loaning of money and taking security for it by the steward of the house of Belshazzar. Number 1. A house belonging to Nebo-Aki-Iddin, the son of Sula, the son of Egabai, which adjoins the house of Bel-Nadin, the son of Bimut, the son of the soldier, has been handed over by Nebo-Aki-Iddin for 3 years to Nebo-Yukin-Aki, the secretary of Belshazzar, the son of the kings, for 1.5 manas of silver, subletting of the house being forbidden, as well as interest of the money. Nebo-Yukin-Aki undertakes to plant trees and repair the house. At the expiration of the 3 years, Nebo-Aki-Iddin shall repay the money, namely 1.5 manas, to Nebo-Yukin-Aki. And Nebo-Yukin-Aki shall quit the house in the presence of Nebo-Aki-Iddin. The witnesses are Kabtia the son of Tabenna, the son of Egabai, Tabakzira the son of Nergal-Yusalem, the son of Sin-Karabai-Issimi, Nebo-Zira-Ibni, the son of Ardia, and the priest Bel-Aki-Basa, the son of Nebo-Balad-Sukbi, dated Babylon, the 21st day of Nisan, the 5th year, 551 B.C., of Nabonidus, king of Babylon. Number 2. The sum of 20 manas of silver for wool, the property of Belshazzar, the son of the king, which has been handed over to Idan Merodach, the son of Basa, the son of Nursin, through the agency of Nebo-Sabit, the steward of the house of Belshazzar, the son of the king, and the secretaries of the son of the king. In the month Adar of the 11th year of Nabonidus, he gives the money, namely 20 manas. The house of the Persian and all his property in town and country shall be the security of Belshazzar, the son of the king, until he shall pay in full the money aforesaid. The money which he shall meanwhile make upon the property, he shall pay as interest, witnessed by Bel-Iddin, the son of Rimmat, the son of the soldier. that Tilpai, the son of the father of the house, Nadan, the son of Merodach-Samutzer, the son of the superintendent of the works, Nergal-Yusalem, the son of Merodach-Eder, the son of Gesura, Merodach-Natzer, the son of Samus, the son of Debibi, and the priest Balaki-Iden, the son of Nebo-Balad-Sukbi, dated Babylon, the 20th day of the month, the 11th year, 545 B.C., of Nabonidus, king of Babylon. Number 3. 1 manna, 16 shekels of silver, capital and interest, the property of Nebo-Sabbatida, the steward of the house of Belshazzar, the son of the king, which he owes to Bel-Edina, the son of Bel-Samiskan, the son of Sin-Tabni, and the seed grown in sight of the chief gates of Babylon, which has been taken as security for it. The money, namely 1 manna, 16 shekels, Nebo-Sabbatida, by the agency of Ittai Merodach-Baladu, the son of Nebo-Aki-Iden, the son of Igabai, has presented to Bel-Edina. The witnesses are Nebo-Edina, the son of Remutu, the son of Kiki, Bel-Edina, the son of Bel-Sumiskan, the son of Sin-Tabni, Nebo-Zira-Esser, the son of Ina-Esser-Eder, the son of the Umuk, Nadnu, the son of Merodach-Iden-Aki, Nergal-Yusalem, the priest, the son of Merodach-Eder, the son of Gesura, dated at Babylon, the 27th day of the second Adar, V-Adar, the 12th year, 554 B.C., of Nabonidus, king of Babylon. These documents show that in 551 B.C., Belshazzar was old enough to have a secretary, and that in 545 B.C., he was old enough to have an establishment of his own, having a house with a steward and property of his own. In the first year of Belshazzar, in his office as associate king, to Daniel was given the great vision and the explanation of it, which is recorded by that prophet in the 7th chapter of his book. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and to another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns which were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. In the 3rd year of the reign of King Belshazzar, there was given to Daniel the vision recorded in the 8th chapter of his book. At the time when the vision occurred, Daniel was in the province of Elam, and in the palace of Shushan, or Susa, the capital. But in the vision he was out by the river Ulai, which flowed through the city. He says, then I lifted up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had 2 horns. And the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beasts might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering, Behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning, then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, Understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Nabonadius and Belshazzar were jointly the last kings of Babylon. The city fell, if not actually in the third year of Belshazzar, very shortly after the end of that year. But as this great event is essentially a part of the history of another power, the account of it will be postponed to the place where it naturally comes. In the interpretation of the dream which Nebuchadnezzar had of the great image, after telling the king that he was the head of gold, it was said, After thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee. And that following this, there should be two others in succession, which should bear rule over all the earth, making, in all, four universal empires from the time of Nebuchadnezzar to the setting up of the kingdom of God in the earth. In the vision of the first year of Belshazzar, these four empires are symbolized by the four great beasts, the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the great and terrible nondescript beast. The lion of the vision in the first year of Belshazzar, therefore, corresponds to the head of gold of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, and consequently represents Babylon. Being first a lion with eagle's wings, it well represents the mighty power and swiftness of the conquests of the Babylon of the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Then it was that bitter and hasty nation whose horses were swifter than the leopards, and whose horsemen should fly as an eagle that hasteth to eat. And afterward the same lion with his wings plucked and lifted up from the earth and made to stand on his feet as a man with a man's heart well represents the same kingdom of Babylon, shorn of its vigor, its power, and its majesty, as it was after the death of Nebuchadnezzar, through the reigns of the five weak and wicked kings whom we have been obliged to notice in that period. As the lion corresponds to the head of gold of the great image, and so represents Babylon, so the bear of this vision corresponds to the other kingdom inferior to Babylon, represented in the breast and arms of silver of the image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Then in the vision of the third year of Belshazzar, which occurred in the very last day of Babylon, just as it was about to pass away, only three symbols are used: the ram, the goat, and the little horn, which became exceeding great. And the first of these is plainly declared by the angel to be the kings of Media and Persia. This demonstrates, therefore, that the kingdom of the Medes and Persians was represented by the symbol of the bear, and was the one referred to when Daniel, in explanation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the great image, said to him, "After thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee." Accordingly, the empire of the Bible, whose history is next to be written and studied, is that of the Medes and Persians.